I'm Fayani Aboma, F-A-A-Y-A-N-I-A-B-O-M-A. I use they pronouns. And I'm a member of the Chicago Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression. The Chicago Alliance has answered the call from the National Alliance for a national day of protest. Today, we're protesting in honor of 5 years since George Floyd was murdered by Derek Chauvin and Minneapolis Police Department. It bears mentioning that the main reason Chauvin is behind bars is because of the people power that put him there, and it's people power then that's going to keep him there. We're also protesting in condemnation of Trump's executive order 14288, which aims to unleash, in their words, high-impact policing on our communities. High-impact policing means eliminating federal consent decrees, sharing more military resources with local police, forcing collaboration with ICE and DHS, spending more money on police, prisons, and surveillance technology. Ultimately, this means the further criminalization of our people, and we reject it. In response to these attacks, the Chicago Alliance pledges to continue and intensify its fight for community control of the police. Because it shouldn't be those racist politicians in Washington deciding how our communities are run, it's us, working and oppressed people. We believe that we have a fundamental and inalienable right to determine who polices our communities and how our communities are policed. So with that, I want to turn it to my speakers, starting first with Frank Chapman, the Executive Director of the National Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression.
My name is Frank Chapman, F-R-A-N-K-C-H-A-P-M-A-N. I'm the Executive Director of the National Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression. And as was stated earlier, we're calling these demonstrations in 22 different cities all across the country. And the reasons should be obvious, but nonetheless, I'm going to state them. Not just the recent executive orders that Trump has come down with, empowering the police to be immune from community censor, giving them powers that they've never had before, making them immune to prosecution, giving the Department of Justice the power to deputize local police agencies all across the country to carry out unconstitutional police enforcement. All of this here is a good reason for us to be out here demonstrating. But one of our main demands is that since the George Floyd Rebellion in 2020, where 25 million people revolted in all 50 states of the United States, demanding that the police be held accountable for the crimes that they commit against our people. In that particular instance, blatant murder. Something has to be done to stop this. They were given the opportunity to do something. Because shortly after George Floyd and Breonna Taylor was murdered, a bill was introduced in the Congress called the George Floyd Bill. What have they done about it? They haven't passed it. It's 5 years. They haven't passed it. So they're trying to get another rebellion going on again. What's going on? The bill needs to be passed. All those executive orders that I just referred to earlier that Donald Trump has signed off on, further empowering the police, and making them immune to the community control, all that needs to be rescinded. So that's what we're here protesting about today, just to put it in short. We're here protesting about that, and we're all over the country protesting about it, and these protests will continue until we get the justice that we deserve. So we're gonna protest. What do we want? We want justice, and when do we want it? We want it now, and if we can't get it,
shut it down.
If we can't get it,
shut it down.
All right.
Yeah. Next up, I have the 25th Ward Alderman, Byron Siccho Lopez.
Thank you. Byron Siccho Lopez, Alderman of the 25th Ward. Here as an elected official and in full support of the police accountability measures that here in Chicago and across the country must continue to push. It was 9 minutes and 29 seconds. What we witnessed, and everybody witnessed that. The atrocities of murder of our own police, all the same people supposed to be called to protect and serve. Now we have seen the terror of the state unleash even on immigrant communities. Proud Boys that have gone from being insurrectionists to being charged, now to be deployed on the very same people they're supposed to serve and protect, disappearing people. What we saw 5 years ago should be a call for action. That's why I'm here as an elected official, also to denounce and condemn those conspiracy theories, especially for members of Congress, dismissing the facts, challenging, questioning the truth, the facts. And when misinformation and conspiracy theories become normalized, we see what we see today in our country. Terror of the state, a state terror. So we, here in Chicago, in Minneapolis, where we have also brothers, sisters, and siblings, call on making sure that we have more measures for police accountability. Here in Chicago, we have a bill already, a referendum on community oversight of the police. And we'll continue to fight to protect our people, to protect residents. And this is an urgent call on elected officials not to normalize the state of terror, fascism, that we see in our country. This is a call and our support in Minneapolis to make sure that they continue to push for a consent decree, police oversight, and here in Chicago will continue to be an example of that will look like. What we're not going to tolerate is this fascist government terrorizing people. Immigrants, black and brown communities, working class communities are being terrorized, and the normalization of things, no more. 5 years is a call for action and a cry for justice. And now is the time. Brevemente en español, mi... Sí, en español. Vamos a continuar denunciando, vamos a continuar denunciando las atrocidades. El fascismo que ha puesto ahora terror del Estado en nuestras mismas comunidades. Lo que vimos con George Floyd hace 5 años es un llamado a la acción. 9 minutos 29 segundos que todo el mundo pudo constatar. ¿Qué tal si fuera un hermano o nuestro padre, familia, un ser querido? La impotencia de no poder parar. Y ahora estos mismos extremistas supremacistas, Proud Boys, insurreccionistas, ahora son los mismos que están siendo contratados y llamados a desaparecer gente. Ese es el terror de Estado que debemos denunciar. 5 años después, seguimos aquí, apoyando en Minneapolis y en Chicago reformas, el consent decree, que debe ser respetado. Y mi condenación a esos oficiales electos del Congreso, que con conspiraciones tratan de desinformar mientras se sigue aterrorizando a nuestras comunidades. Nunca más, y hoy es el momento de pararnos. Por eso estamos aquí en la protesta, sin miedo, sin intimidación, con la verdad en nuestra mano y la integridad de denunciar las atrocidades. Y orgulloso de ser inmigrante aquí en Chicago. Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you, Byron. Next up with the Chicago Teachers Union, we have Kobe Guillory.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Kobe Guillory. That's K-O-B-I-G-U-I-L-L-O-R-Y. I'm a middle school science teacher in Inglewood, and I'm here on the anniversary of the murder of George Floyd because Donald Trump and other white supremacists are waging a war on my students. Executive Order 14288 aims to unleash the police to inflict even more violence on my black and brown students and their communities than they are already inflicting. Everybody say, that ain't right.
That ain't right.
Trump wants to dismantle Medicaid and public education while siphoning even more tax dollars into aggressive policing and mass incarceration. Everybody say, that ain't right.
That ain't right.
Some city councilors in Chicago are following Trump's racist lead with the snap curfew ordinance, which is just another policy that criminalizes black children rather than investing in their futures. Everybody say, that ain't right.
That ain't right.
And these same city councilors and right-wing lobbyists said that CTU had no business demanding things like housing and fully staffed, fully funded schools. We make it our business not just to bargain for higher wages, but to fight for better schools and for better communities. Our commitment to struggling for the public good won us this most recent contract, which is a force field protecting our students against the Trump agenda and a step toward transforming the school system into what our students deserve. We also joined hundreds of other unions and immigrants' rights organizations across the country to plan the largest wave of May Day demonstrations in U.S. history just about 21 days ago. With the Trump administration attacking our children, from Inglewood to Little Village and from Palestine to South Africa, it is all of our business to fight back. We will continue to build this national and international solidarity, not only to protect our communities from the Trump agenda, but to transform the world into one in which all of us are free. Thank you.
Thank you, Kobe. Our last speaker is 2nd District Councilor Mark Quinn McDonald.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark Quinn McDonald. I'm representing the CCPSA, the Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability, and I am the 2nd District Councilman. And I am a father, a husband, a mentor, and a teacher. I've recently told my students that I am one generation out of civil rights. My grandmother passed away in 2016 at the ripe old age of 103. My mother is still with us. She's in her 70s now. And I will often tell people I am one generation out of civil rights. And my children are the second generation out of civil rights. But it wasn't until most recently, pondering on my experiences, thinking about what I have seen and what I've witnessed and what I have lived, that I realized that I am not one generation out of civil rights. I am still in it. We are still fighting it. We are still standing up against it. What this is a movement against fascism. And it is obviously clear what our president and what other city officials and other people that are within certain forms of leadership clearly want for us. And that is to put us back in a fascist regime, to put us captive and hold their foot on our necks. Not at all. We are here to fight. We are here to let people know that the fight continues. We need you to fight. Stand up for injustice. Do not stand up against it. Do not let this happen. Let the world hear your voice. Speak truth. Speak truth to power. I am not going to live in fear. At one point in time, I did not want to speak. I was always asked, will you speak? And I was afraid to speak. I cannot. I have great men like Barbara Frank Chapman who I cannot afford to allow fear to drive me anymore. I see great men like him. I have to continue to take that torch that he has so carried up until this point and continues to carry for us up until this point. We need you to take that torch and to continue carrying it and fighting for justice up until this point. So I am here to push back against all these atrocities, against this fascist system, and against anyone who wants to threaten us with this injustice and this type of language and this type of I'm fired up, and I'm angry. I'm angry. And if you're not angry, then I don't know what to say. So I just want to say I'm here, and I'm in full support. I stand here with you all, and I say let's get it on. That's right.
I actually have one more speaker who showed Mark Clements of the Chicago Torture Justice Center.
Make some noise out here. Make some noise for the integrity of justice that you did not receive. Make some noise for the future justice that we shall receive for not giving up and fighting. My name is Mark Clements, and I am with the Chicago Torture Justice Center. I want it to be made very clear that in the year of 2020, on May the 25th, many of you were preparing for your Memorial Day. You were preparing for your Memorial Day because we were under a pandemic. At 10 o'clock, I began to stroll along the Facebook and begin to see the post as they were live from Minnesota. And I watched this stream of this man laying down on the ground. And he was crying for who? His mother. You're looking at someone that at the age of 16 years old, I was taken to a police station and I was tortured in my genitals and in my testicles. I grabbed the only person that I knew, and that was my mother. In my memory, as I was called Nigger Boy, I see from 1981 until now, we still have not received the integrity of justice. Standing across from the DOJ that is located here in Chicago, and for my ears to hear that they are canceling their settlement is a shame. It's a shame to the integrity of justice. It's a shame to your children. It's a shame to your community. It's a shame to each and every individual that got to sit behind our prison walls. And they know what John Birch did. They have given out payouts. Mr. Floyd deserves justice. Listening to his young child explain how when she goes to school, she's bullied. What America are we in? It proves that it's racist. It proves that it has no integrity. It has no integrity for you, and for you. All of us are in a pot. And all we want is justice. I will end this by saying that George Floyd, his family, his community did not receive justice. I am calling for Minnesota officials to get up off of their ass and to give this family a memorial. Give them what they want. I am not going to silence what I have to say. Being a black African American boy, locked inside of an interrogation room, not believed by our entire criminal justice system. It took a white face to save me. It took a white face for our criminal justice system to say, now we understand what you're talking about. 28 long years to understand that you don't take children down to police stations and torture them. It has taken us where that, here it is, the police officer has his knee on the neck of this man. Where is justice? We were promised justice, but we have not received what we were promised. Pass the George Floyd Policing Act. Pass it. It makes no common sense to be placed into a society to be tortured. when I walk down the street and I see a police car, I can only view them as my enemy. I can only view them as a racist department that stripped 28 years out of my life, brought the victims no justice, none at all. Please, please echo this statement around. George Floyd's family deserves a memorial. Pass the Policing Act, George Floyd Policing Act. Please, I've been to Minnesota. I have looked at this, and I have weeped. It is time to end the weeping. Thank you.
So we're taking questions, and then our rally starts right after, and it's going to be over there. But any questions? So the way this system works, we find, is that what you get with a teaspoon, the system takes with a shovel. And so we have to keep fighting. In fact, Chicago is the focal point of the fight for police accountability. We have the most progressive police accountability ordinance in the country. We had one district councilor who is a representative of the structure. And our organization is fighting for community control of police across the country. And in our view, it's people power that's going to push it forward. I mean, it's a disgusting shame. They show time and time again that they don't stand on the side of justice, despite their rhetoric, and we condemn them. And we stand for justice for Breonna and all who were killed by police. And in terms of community control of the police, community control of the police means people have a say, or people have the democratic inalienable right to determine who polices their community and how their communities are policed. And so the Chicago Alliance and the National Alliance are leading the fight for that across the country. The district councilors, there are three district councilors in each of the 22 police districts in Chicago, and they are the eyes and ears of a citywide commission that they report up to. That citywide commission has policymaking power on CPD. And so what they do is they take the needs of the community on matters of policing, and they use that to craft policy. Now, the stage that we're in now is expanding the powers, because we think they need more power. They don't have enough power. Came about from the historic struggle of black people in this country fighting for justice for police crimes. Next question. Yeah, we fully oppose the snap curfew. We know that the police will use it at their whims to specifically criminalize black and brown kids in this city. What kids need are parks to go to. They need after-school programs. They need things that make life safe and dignified for them, not more criminalization. And so we've stood in solidarity with our allies in the movement to oppose it. Any other questions? Yeah, those DEI initiatives are progressive initiatives that, you know, help even things out for oppressed people, women, black people, black and brown people. And so we condemn the administration for going on the attack. In fact, one of the clauses within this executive order is restricting cities' ability to follow through on DEI programs. And so one of the things we're protesting is that very specific aspect of it. One more question, and then we've got to start the rally. Well, we're fighting for community power over police referendum, which would expand the powers of policing, and we believe that the mayor will stand with us. Okay, thank you. Yeah.